you're finally home.
So, darling, do you remember what we talked about before? You know, the thing. Yes, babe, the knife finger cut thing. Are you still nervous about it? Here, let's sit down and go over it again. Come on, honey. Sit next to me. There we go. So, do you want me to explain it for you again? Oh, don't worry, babe. It's okay if you're a little afraid. It's a big deal and a huge change for you. You know, you're taking everything really well so far. Most guys would react with a little more shock to finding out they were dating a succubus from hell. Especially since you found out while I was riding your cock and my tail and horns came out. You know, the look on your face is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen. You were even more shocked when my skin turned back to its normal red colour. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. The blood ritual is really simple. All we have to do is make a little cut on your finger with a knife, and then place your finger against a contract I'll materialize until it leaves a fingerprint. And then I'll be bonded to you. It's kind of like marriage, except instead of just spending the rest of your life with a person, you end up spending the rest of eternity as my personal sex slave, where I'll be allowed to use my complete, unbridled power. You know, yada yada yada. Long story short, we fuck like rabbits for the rest of time. It's a win-win, right? How long will it take for me to materialize the contract? It'll only take... now. What? Did you think when I said materialize I was going to go back to hell and type it with a typewriter? Come on, it's the 21st century, darling. This is probably the only thing we still do down there that still involves actual paper. Did you think it was all castles and stuff down there? Are you going to find out if it's castles and stuff or not? You're asking me if I'm going to take you to hell? Oh, baby, don't worry about it. Sure, we might occasionally go to hell, but only so we can fuck in front of the condemned while they stare jealously. I mean, you definitely aren't going to end up going to heaven after signing a blood pact with one of the physical manifestations of lust itself, but trust me, you'll have so much more fun with me than you would have playing board games with a bunch of Mormons and angels. No, I don't really know what goes on in heaven. I just saw that in an episode of South Park and I'm just guessing, so you know what? Look, it doesn't matter. The point is, baby, is that I love you, and I want to be with you forever, all right? If you're willing to commit to that, then just take this knife. Yes, I can make those too. Really quite convenient, isn't it? But like I said, just take this knife and make a little cut on your finger and press it as hard as you can against that heart, right there on the parchment. That's all you need to do, and then I'm yours, and you're mine, forever. Do you still want to do this? Good. Now just take the knife. That's it. Now cut into your finger. Wait, actually, don't dig it in. It's extremely sharp, so you only need to graze it. There, see? Now take your hand and place your finger on the heart. Hold it there for just a few more seconds. Oh, there we go. You can take your finger off now. Here, give me your finger. I'm going to get the rest of that blood off. Mm. there we go. We're together now. Slave.
Oh, baby, we're going to have so much fun together.
So, babe, welcome to my own personal little pocket dimension. Huh?
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hey, stop screaming! What's the matter with you? Hey! No, you aren't in hell. I told you I wouldn't take you there unless I wanted us to cuck some evil souls, babe. When I was bound to you, a new power I was granted was to create a home for us. So I decided to make us a cozy hotel room to stay in. And I gave it some red lighting because I thought it was sexy. I wouldn't drag you to hell. I love you. You're a good person. You don't deserve damnation.
You deserve an eternity of pleasure and...
Hey! Don't just shove past me like that. That was rude.
Wait, hold on. What are you doing over there?
That's not a real door, honey. That's not a real door either. Look, babe, you can't just leave this place.
It's a realm that I created when you became bound to me. I control it, and I decide when you leave, or what are you doing?
Wait, don't throw that at the... No. The window was fake, but the TV was real. That was your TV, you know. I made that for you. Really, right after the TV, you're just going to try throwing the Xbox I got you too. Oh, for the love of all that is unholy! Oh my god. Wait, you're my slave. I can just... Hold on. There we go. One last thing. And perfect. All right. Now that I've used tendrils to get you to stay still and be quiet for a little while, go ahead and bite at it. The tendrils don't have nerves. I can explain to you that you aren't in hell. Like I was trying to say before, I love you. Darling, I won't subject you to eternal torment in hell. You don't deserve it. Just because you're attracted to and in love with something arguably evil like a succubus doesn't make you yourself evil. Just kind of a pervert, I guess. So, instead of taking you to hell, I took you here. This is just our little cozy home. Where we'll spend time together and have nasty, utterly sinful sex with each other when we're not doing other stuff. I don't know what other stuff we'll do, but there's tons for us to choose from. So, are you calm now, honey? You feel safe? Actually, wait. Don't bother trying to answer that. I've got an even better way of seeing. Yes, your clothes are gone now. You're my slave, and I have control over almost everything about you. That includes the clothes you wear, or don't wear. I've decided that I want to see your cute naked body at all times for a little while. Now, let me just move this tendril and...
Oh!
Look at that. Either you feel safe... Or that's the most potent fear boner I've ever seen. What's turned you on? Was it the way the tendrils forcefully grabbed you and held you down, muffling your screams? Or right now, is it the way they squeeze your body? They're soft, aren't they? Of course they're soft. They're just like my skin. Soft and warm. It's amazing, isn't it? Did you expect this kind of power from me when you linked your soul to mine? There's so many surprises I have in store for you, baby. I wonder if I should let you go.
Or maybe I should punish you for breaking the TV and the Xbox that I gave you. Oh, don't worry. It'll be more of a punishment than anything else. But I'm going to keep you right there. Now, I wonder how you would react if I took the tip of these tendrils and just teased your nipples with them a little bit. Oh! You shivered so much. You like it, huh? You know, I never tried this with you before because I was a little worried you wouldn't like it. I guess now that you're mine for all eternity, there's a lot of things we're going to try. Tendrils are a new thing for you, aren't they? Or tentacles. I guess that's more of a hentai way of describing it, but these don't have suckers on them. Right now, at least. Well, semantics aside, I can see that you're enjoying this. Hey, now that I think about it, you aren't the only person who should be enjoying this right now. I'm going to join you. I'm glad this isn't the first time you've seen me levitate before, or maybe you'd start panicking again. I'm right over you. So I'll just float down and... Oh, how does it feel? Being just at my entrance there. My pussy teasing your cock while my tendrils tease your nipples. Don't give me those eyes. I told you I needed to punish you for ruining the presents I've given you. I know I could just make new ones, but it's the thought that counts, right? What was that, dear? I can't understand you with that tendril in your mouth. I bet you're worried I'm just going to sit here with my pussy hovering so achingly close to the head of your cock, aren't you? Oh, no. I couldn't do that. Not because you don't deserve to have that punishment, but because a succubus has needs, and I need your cock inside me. I need it inside me right now. Oh, every time you slide into me, it feels better than the last. It feels fucking incredible. Can you feel how wet my pussy is for you? Oh, seeing you lie there held down naked just drove me crazy, darling. If you thought I was dominant before, well... Oh, you haven't seen anything yet, my sweet, sweet slave. You know... I completely control your orgasms now. No matter how much stimulation I give you, or even you give yourself, none of it will be enough to make you come unless I want you to come. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? I can bring you to peaks of pleasure you've never felt before. Mind-bending sensations that will make you scream in ecstasy while begging for release. Like, for instance, if I wanted to start fucking you even faster. And squeeze my pussy even tighter. Around your cock. I don't have to worry about keeping you on edge. I could just fuck you like this for hours, days, months, years even. You won't come until I want you to. Oh. Oh, that won't happen right now, sweetie, but we'll do it eventually. Don't worry about it just yet, though. Oh, I'm actually about to come right now. It wouldn't be mean of me to come without letting you come as well, right? Well, it doesn't matter because... fuck. I'm gonna do it anyway. Fuck, that felt so good. The first of many, huh, darling? Yeah, I bet you really want to come now. Do you think I should let you come right after I come? That seems like it might be fun, right? Huh? Right? No, no, not yet. Not yet. You look so cute. Your eyes pleading. The little squeaks and moans you make around the tendril. Oh, you're like a little kitten. Oh, I'll even scratch behind your ears with one of my tendrils. Don't glare at me, you brat. Hey, now, speaking of tentacle hentai, did you know it's not just women who can get fucked by tendrils, right? Oh, that's right, baby. Right up your cute little arse. Oh, we don't need lube either. With my control over you, I can make it slide right in. Oh, do you feel it against your prostate? Feels almost too good, doesn't it, huh? Well, now that it's thrusting in and out, it does feel too good, doesn't it? The stimulation is overwhelming. I can see your eyes darting back and forth in panic and pleasure. Oh, fuck, it turns me on. I want you to promise me you won't break any of our things anymore. Look me in the eyes. Do you promise you'll be a good boy for eternity? No more freaking out and breaking stuff. Not yes. Not yes now. Okay, baby, okay. You're gonna come. I'm going to let you come, honey. Same time as me. Are you ready to come? You're a good boy, and good boys get to come. Okay, all right. Oh, all right. Here we go. Fuck! Fuck! Well, that was wild, wasn't it? You look spent. I'll just get rid of these tendrils, shall I? There we go. All done. Come here, my sweet, beautiful husband. Just stay still
and lay back into my arms. You know I could just get rid of that exhaustion while we're here in our new home. I have the power to, after all. But you look so adorable when you're all sleepy, nuzzling yourself into my breasts. Good boy. That's a very, very good boy. Well, this is eternity now, love. All it took was a little cut and a few drops of blood, and now you're mine forever. But just know it's going to get even crazier in the future. Oh, don't worry about that right now. Just relax. See? I even got you the TV back. Now, I'm going to watch something while I let you sleep on my chest, so try not to snore too loudly, dear. When you wake up, I think I'll take you to hell. Just so we can see some people who re-uploaded copyrighted soundgasm files to other paid websites. And watch them get dipped in a pot of boiling acid. And then maybe we can make them watch you do me in the butt like I just did to you. Yeah. I think we'll do just that. Good night, honey. I love you.